What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. Keith, good to have you back, man.
It's good to be back, man.
We miss you when you're at that deer convention.
Yeah, the deer convention.
How was that deer convention, man?
The deer convention. Well, let's set the record straight. It wasn't a convention.
What do you mean? There weren't like different types of deers there, like trying out their different business plans?
No.
That's what I would have thought.
No, it was like a banquet style thing. So there was a bunch of raffles. There was a silent auction, a live auction, a bunch of guns. You know,
that sounds about right. I guess
bunch of fun stuff.
Yeah,
just a bunch of like-minded people hanging out, talking about hunting.
That's cool.
It was a good time.
It's good. If you were out there and caught the Twitter account over the last weekend, you could might have noticed that Keith had the reins, was tweeting a little bit of country.
A little bit of country.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Have a couple brews out there.
It was a good time. Yeah, there was an open bar at the banquet, man.
Open bar would be there.
It was $10. I've gone to this for the last 3 years now.
Okay.
Every single year, Bud Light keg runs out 4 times. Miller keg, it's on its like second one. And I'm like, dude, you got to be kidding me. But the mixed drink bar, dude, any kind of liquor you can think of. Like, oh my God, so many different kinds of whiskey. Like, I think they had a blackberry bird dog. We started mixing that with Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And you got guys just real country boys giving you a nice big old pour. Big old pour. It's like their job to get you fucked up. So it was a good time. It's $30 for a prime rib meal. Like, you get salad, but the salad's shit. It really is, though. Like, you can tell it's pre-made. They put the dressing on it and everything, and then it's just soggy by the time you get it, so it's nasty.
These ain't salad folk.
No.
That's not their specialty.
No, these are meat-eating folk.
Yeah, they're going for the meat.
These are my kind of people.
Good old whitetail.
So you get a baked potato, obviously, with your prime rib.
Well.
And green beans. My favorite veggie, man.
Oh, okay.
Done right, my favorite veggie.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Had a couple winners at my table, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a guy that we know from up there won a gun. And my brother, actually, won this badass cooler.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a successful weekend. First time we've won in the past 4 years.
Hey,
so,
there you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
thanks.
Good times.
Good stuff. To his left, on a current hot streak.
It's just, I'm also
Griff.
I'm on his right.
His right? Yeah, I guess you're my left.
We need to work that out, dude.
Yeah.
I see when you put your hands out, the one that makes an L, that's your left.
I guess I should have said left.
To the west.
His left.
To the west.
Yeah.
West got side. Right or die.
It'd be a lot easier if we were at more of a round table. I don't know. It's a pretty round table, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got it wrong. Whatever.
Anything but credible, man.
Yeah. Griff, going back to back and catching up with you, Keith.
Yeah.
I think we decided last week the score is like 5-1.
5-1. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I better not miss.
Yeah.
Can't miss
four more.
I don't know. I got a couple of vacations this summer. I might miss. Well, you'll be with me on a couple of them. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there's a very low risk that I'm not going to miss something here or there. So.
Griff, what's up, man? How are you doing, dude?
I'm great. I'm great. St. Paddy's Day tomorrow, boys. So.
Oh.
Yeah, we're recording a day early, too.
That's right.
Yeah. For my Irish ass. So that I can.
Oh, God.
Hey, you're not the only one, man. I'll be celebrating my Irishness.
All right.
Good. Just not down in Dogtown.
Not in Dogtown?
No.
Yeah, I'll be at work.
Same.
Yeah, I'll be at work early, and then I'm going to get the
hell. Yeah, you get off early. Yeah, so.
I work from 4 in the morning, so I'm going to try to leave as early as I can and get down there.
What time's the parade start? You're going to miss that.
Probably
like
11, but I don't really give a damn about the parade.
Yeah, it's all about the drinking.
It's more of an all-day drinking fest.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's going to be a good time. Yeah, what kind of whiskey are you going to be drinking?
Ooh, Jameson.
Jameson, yeah. I guess that's a rule, right?
Yeah.
Jameson and Guinness.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you're not going to pace yourself with some beers? You just going straight whiskey?
We'll see. I might do some Guinness. I don't know. Maybe Guinness the blonde. That's pretty
good. Yeah,
that's
the wheat. Good, actually. The wheat, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not as big on the original.
So. Me neither.
Never had it, so.
Yeah, it's all right, but it's pretty thick. Anyway.
A shout out to the Irish people out there. Keith, you got any Irish in you?
Of course, man. I'm pasty white, and I have blonde hair. How much closer to red? So yes, I'm obviously Irish.
All right,
a little bit,
like a lot. Schaefer's like German, right?
Yeah, it's probably 50-50. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm American.
I don't actually know either.
Pretty much what, just German and Irish.
Griff's
in St. Louis. Yeah, exactly.
Griff's like, he's like 200%.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
I thought we determined it was a million percent last week.
A million percent.
So you're inbred?
I'm actually a leprechaun.
All I know, man, is I was showing pictures of you, Griff, to people last week. From last year's Petty Day when we were downtown.
Yeah.
And you were wearing like, do you remember the outfit that you were wearing?
Not entirely.
I'll show you guys the pictures.
Was it like an old school hat?
Yeah, the old school hat, and that you were wearing the jacket. You literally looked like a 1920s like Irish paper boy, like, and he's taking all these pictures with the pose. He was just like posing.
I was trying to see old school Irish. So. I'm glad I pulled it off.
He looks like an old little Irish man, but he wasn't. That's what he looked like though. It was funny.
Dope.
That's what he was going for. Okay. Yeah. Patty's Day tomorrow. What else is going on? Well,
March Madness.
The tournament started today. We're recording on Thursday. What is today? This 15th, 16th?
16th.
So the tournament officially started this morning. You guys into it? You guys got your brackets going or what?
I got a bracket going and it's already got screwed up.
There's only been four games.
Middle Tennessee or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled an upset.
Probably the first time in the last 10 years I have not filled out a bracket.
Why?
Probably the first time I have.
I did not pay attention to college basketball at all this season. Kind of just like blew past me. You know, it really helps when the local teams are doing well because I pay attention more to the local teams.
That is not this year.
Yeah, Mizzou and SLU didn't do too hot this season, so there was no real buzz about them.
Yeah.
Because I get most of my sports information just glancing at things, not really like die hard like I used to be. So,
right.
I'm the same. I definitely did not. I have not watched a college basketball game all year. I just kind of filled it out based on, I picked favorites, basically. And then when it was close, I'd just be like, all right, we're going to pick that team. It was a very scientific method.
I always wanted to know what it would, like, I stay up to date pretty decently, I'd like to think. Not as much as I used to, obviously, but I know, you know, definitely more than just the basics. But I always wanted to know, I always wondered what I thought, like, what it would be like to do, like, have a crazy random picking method. You know, like, remember those old commercials that they come out with, like, the one guy was, like, throwing pencils or, like, throwing thing, or, like, they were playing that Klinko game or the Klinko game or whatever that is where the circle goes down the things. I was wondering, like, what my bracket would turn out to be if I did do, like, a completely random, just had nothing going on. Because I feel like in the brackets, the pools and the groups that I'm in, like, those are the people that win. It'd be like...
Yeah.
Somebody's mom or somebody, like, oh yeah, I just filled out a bracket, you know, just like somebody blind, you know, just like didn't even know
that picks the colors.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, they're what do they wear? Yeah. Yellow. Okay, yeah,
I like yellow. Okay,
right. So yeah,
it's like gold.
I really need. I need a winner this year.
Give me the gold.
I did a lot of brackets. Too many brackets. So
how many brackets?
I did seven.
Seven.
Is that too much?
I did like three.
Okay, is seven a lot?
But it's so easy. You just sit there. I just sat there on the ESPN app and just boom, 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 now, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Well, all mine are for money though. Like I'm going for big money.
I want the 50 grand if I'm the top in America.
You get 50 grand for being.
Well, isn't it?
Is that like the?
I
new
think
thing?
If you get the closest to perfect on the ESPN challenge.
Because I know Warren Buffett was giving out $1 billion for
a perfect. Well,
that was for the whole bracket, but this year he slimmed it down though. This year. I believe he's giving $1 million to anyone employed by him if they get the entire first round correct, I believe.
Oh.
Well, oh, that wow. Seems that's going to end up being like that seems 20 pretty, people that seems probably. Pretty
I don't
he
know.
Employs a lot of people.
Yeah, 20, maybe million, it's not 20 million bucks is dropping the bucket to Warren Buffett.
Maybe I just made maybe I made that up. It was some
no, you're
like
probably
that.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, 20 million to him is that's losing a quarter.
It's chump change.
Quarter fun out of our pocket.
But I always wonder about people like that, though. People that have all the money in the world, like, 20 million probably still means a real lot to them, even though they have like an infinite amount of wealth.
So he has,
like, there's a reason they got that
he's
wealth.
Like a $40 billion man or something like that, isn't he? Warren Buffett,
100 plus million.
Billion.
Yeah, no, he's no, like, I don't know about
I don't know if he's 100. There's not, billion. I don't know if there's any recorded 100 billionaires out there, actually.
Dude, you know there is.
There probably are, but are they recorded?
Yeah, we might get to that in the theory later.
You know, a billion dollars is a thousand million.
According to Google, it is 76.1 bill.
76.1
bill. So he's close. What's Bill Gates then? Because Bill Gates is the richest man.
He has 76,000.
85.7? Okay.
He has 76,000 million dollars is what that means.
76,000 million?
Well, that's what a bill... to me, that helps me like understand okay, how much I money see, that I is see, more.
Okay.
He has $1 million times 1,000 times 76.
Six, yeah.
So much. So much. But I had a question.
Yeah, what are you going to do with all that wealth?
He's given most of it away, actually.
He has. Good for him.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
That's what you should do. I mean...
Oh, okay.
When do I ever see that money?
Never. No.
How do I get in on this?
Warren Buffett don't give a shit about you.
Wow.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's rough,
It was rough.
Okay. Maybe if I just met him once.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Become his protege.
Yeah, I'm good.
I found the article
I
was referencing.
The Apprentice.
It is for employees only, for anyone who works for Berkshire Hathaway, right? Okay, so here's a deal. $1 million for anyone who picks the first round.
Do you only
correctly.
Get one?
You get a million.
No. Do you only get one bracket?
Yeah, I'm guessing so. I don't know.
How many people work for
him? I was going to say.
I don't know, a lot. We'll look that up next.
Because I would like to start just.
There's got to be.
I've always wondered if you could come up with like a robot.
Okay. So
that would just give you the infinite amount.
All right. Here's
trillions
the deal.
Of.
No, it's like Quinn's. Some
trillions.
Like some crazy
perfect,
number.
It was somewhere in the trillions that to get a perfect bracket.
I just. There's some guy. Some genius somewhere that can build something.
It's never been done. And
I don't know. Man.
Because it comes down to...
Well, I just found out what my lifelong quest
is. I don't think it's predictable.
Exactly.
I think you can get close, you know, and you could probably, like, in a point differential, come up with, like, the way games are going to be, but you're not going to figure out the winner correct on all of them.
Okay. Let's stop doing this whole podcast thing right now, okay? We run a startup, and we... build that machine that gets it right, and then we sell it to Warren Buffett.
I mean,
for $10 bazillion.
I was gonna say because that could be used for more than just.
I'm out. I'm done.
The computing skills that would take. I don't know the first thing about computers.
Yeah,
I know is there's chips processors.
I'm like really bad with math too, so I don't know if that would work out very well.
Take me to the internet.
So okay,
maybe we're not the guys.
Yeah. We can hire some people, though. We have the vision.
We don't have the money.
Here's for the Berkshire Hathaway people, all right? Here's the deal.
Fake it till you make it.
You get $1 million for the first round. If you get the first round correct, which is very possible, that's nice.
Pretty doable.
Another million if you get all the way, all picks, all the way up until the Sweet 16. Another mil. Okay?
Okay.
And here's a little side pot that he's throwing in for a chump change for $100,000. Warren says... that if you the longest person with the perfect bracket gets $100,000, or whoever makes it the furthest,
okay,
with a perfect bracket in Berkshire Hathaway, $100,000.
That's legit.
Which is I don't know how these guys roll, but I mean that's life changing. So I would study all year for me. That's life changing.
So you get $100,000.
Yeah, I would study. So. I mean,
think about it. $100,000 for. Studying for a year to win that $100,000, a yearly salary of $100,000 would be fucking great.
Minimum, yeah. So would you not?
Pretty happy with that.
When college basketball season started, would you not just zone in and like don't talk to me ever? I mean, you obviously couldn't cover the whole NCAA, but man, I would be focused. I mean, just in this. I mean, no one every night would be college basketball because I'd be gunning for $100,000.
Yeah, dude.
Actually, no, I wouldn't. I can't. I'm lying. But this shit is so completely random that there's no way I would even.
People make a living off sports betting, though, right?
Like, yeah, and you'd have to obtain,
way more people go broke and destroy their lives sports betting, but some people make a living off of it.
You'd have to obtain so much knowledge in like such a condensed amount of time.
Yeah.
Over how long is the college basketball season? Like 3 months.
I don't know.
Longer than that.
I don't ever watch it. No, I'll watch March Madness.
November to March.
Okay. I don't know.
4 months, yeah.
4 months, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Who is it? Do you ever listen to Bill Simmons stuff?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, do you know who Cousin Sal is?
Right, yeah.
Cousin Sal putting up his house.
Yeah.
If anybody gets the perfect bracket.
Perfect bracket. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, it's pretty ballsy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd do something like that. There's just, it's never going to happen.
Somebody's going to have, like, their dog spot fill out a bracket, and he's going to win fucking everything. Yeah.
I mean, I want to say that someday somebody's going to get it, but actually the odds are so, so bad.
Yeah, it's just no way.
Yeah.
No,
I read something that, like, one you can win the lottery, like, four times before you get a
perfect bracket. The Mega Millions, your odds are.
It's just no way.
Yeah.
So let's start playing the lottery.
Yeah, there we go. That's the plan.
I've been playing the lottery for years.
Yeah. I've probably bought like 3 lottery tickets in my life.
I only buy lottery tickets when good things happen. Here's a perfect example. If I'm pumping gas and I'm only putting 10 bucks in and I hold the thing and I'm watching, I hold it in and I let it go right and it hits 10 even, I'll go and buy a lottery ticket. Is that weird?
Okay. No, I think it's just superstitious.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very superstitious.
It's or how like,
very true.
If, here's a good example. The other day I was coming home, coming down Russell, and I'm kind of far away. No one's in front of me, and the light's green, and then it turns yellow, and it turns red. And I was so far away that I like did a very slowly, gradual stop. But as I was about halfway in my stop, I mean, like a solid 30 seconds after it was when it was turning, somebody came flying the other way. I mean, had to be doing 60 to try and beat this red and was clearly late as day. And I was like, whoa. And it had me feeling for a second like, you know, you ever have that thing, where, like that quick feeling where you're like, damn, you kind of get like a lucky feeling for like right split second.
Yeah.
Like that was crazy. Yeah, he was going that opposite. I mean, yeah, that's you game just over. Think like, damn, okay, that's weird. Like something after that happened, maybe I'll go get a ticket after that or something.
Yeah.
But that's about it though.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only do it when it gets up to like 180 million.
Yeah, you're one of those kind of guys.
Yeah, I'm the dumbass that only plays when it gets up to like $1 billion.
Yeah, okay. Like how rich I'd be.
Yeah,
I want it.
Yeah, and then I start like fascinating about like if I won,
what
I'd
do. Oh my God,
what
would I do? I would change the world.
I never said I'd change the world.
I've had inner dialogues myself like we're going to do big things, Timmy.
No, you don't want to win that much, man. You guys know about that.
I always just was curse a lot. Well, yeah, that's
if you care.
People that didn't.
People who are stupid, not me.
Yeah. You don't want to win that.
It's dumb people who didn't deserve it. Not a deserving smart guy like
that's
me,
what
dude.
They all say.
No, people with no morals always win the lottery, I feel like. But there are a lot of success stories from the lottery. There's just a lot more failures from the lottery winners.
There's a lot of people who go from literally having no money to having tons of money, whether it's sports, music, whatever. It goes bad a lot of the times because... You come from.
Yeah, but sports.
You've never seen money dealt with in a reasonable way.
Like, sports and music, you can still
make it back.
Produce more.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't.
Like, you can't win the lottery again.
Some people do.
Well, yeah, okay.
We've talked about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Screw those people. Like, really, I don't like them.
Wow. Okay.
I'm with
That's
you, Greg.
It's not cool. You can't win the lottery, but you're being greedy.
It's not cool.
You only get one turn, man. Like, where's my turn?
Yeah.
Well, you don't play.
When it goes up to 180 million, I do, and I'd like to win that.
I want to go.
So is that like your
Give
threshold?
Give me to go.
Show me to go.
180 million, otherwise
that
that's
when
time.
You start playing.
That's right.
Because that 20 mil.
That one,
that
179 million is chump change.
Yeah.
I don't get out of bed for that shit.
I already got that.
Well, before we move on, shout out. If you did a bracket, shout out to you. Hopefully you can get that perfect
if
bracket.
If you win. Give me some money.
Yeah, well... Just send it straight to Warren, the homie Warren. He'll pay you. He'll pay you out.
We should do a show bracket next year.
Yeah, maybe we
whoever
should
wins, we'll give him a giveaway or something.
Yeah, we should have done something cool like that.
We should have.
If we were a legit credible podcast, we're
smart
like
enough.
That.
I think I have like a $15 gift certificate to TGI Fridays or something.
Oh, okay.
From like 2011, we can give that away.
That's okay. A brilliant thing. We should start doing bets on just like old, outdated gift cards.
That'd be hilarious. Maybe we'll do something for maybe we'll auction that off or something for one of the, like the Final Fours or the championship game or something.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe we'll do something.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Griff, I got one last question for you before we move on.
Hit me with it.
Are you going to be eating corned beef and cabbage this weekend?
We are allowed.
I don't know.
Being the
if I go
good
to,
Catholic boys we
yeah,
are.
If I go to my parents at some point, then yeah, probably. They'll be serving it at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I got one last thing before we.
I guess you can't actually do it on St. Patrick's Day this year.
No, you can. Pope already said we could.
Get over that.
What?
Pope already said we could.
Is this, that's the real thing?
Yeah, real story. True talk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can have corned beef and cabbage.
Well, thanks, Francis. That was considerate.
Yeah.
God.
But, yeah.
One last thing before we move on to the theory and stuff. You know how a couple weeks ago I was talking about how athletes don't ever make eye contact?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So something else has been brought to my attention from watching basketball forever. Excuse me. And with the tournament starting up today and stuff, I got a new thing. And it's basically the same thing, but with coaches. Have you guys ever noticed that every time a coach gets interviewed, especially pre or during mid-game, every answer starts with the word, well.
Well.
Keith, your team did great today. They cut that 10-point deficit. What do you think? Well, we did pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of think them about start it with every well, time. For sure.
Last night,
I bet if you look at interviews in general, a lot of people are gonna start.
But it's all about basketball coaches, man. Like hockey coaches don't do it though.
You think it's just basketball coaches?
Yeah, hockey coaches.
Well, hockey coaches always start with you know.
You know, they're like they was like
they're stupid Canadians. So
whoa,
Griff.
Yeah, screw the Canucks.
Yeah.
Listen.
I guess I'm okay with being rude to Canadians. That's like the only group of people I'm okay with being rude to.
Everybody else is. It's cool. They hate us anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, if you're out there and you're watching the tournament, keep your ears open for that. I'm telling you, every time they ask a coach a question, he's going to say, well, something. It's going to start with well.
I'll have to start paying attention to that.
You guys don't pick up on these things.
I just get mad about
I just don't watch enough basketball.
Well, their interviews always just, you know, go because their interviews are always bullshit.
Unless it's Greg Popovich. That's the only dude I'll pay attention to.
He's the best.
He doesn't start with well.
No, I'm sure not. He just gives them a dust stare.
Most of the time he asks them a question.
Yeah.
They'll say something like, what do you think about this? And he'll say, why'd you decide to wear that shirt today?
Yeah. It's just like, he comments on their clothes a lot of times.
Like, oh.
It's a nice jacket.
He always has a smart-ass answer, too. Oh, it's always, we got to score more than them. And then he'll just, like, run to
the locker. He's the personification of wit. Oh. Like, I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's but sometimes, though, if he's in a really bad mood, though, he'll do, like, a subtle dig where it's like, did you just, like, diss on your family? That like, well, he kind of, like, low-key just, like, hinted at your family sucks or something, like, without you even knowing. It's like,
damn, Pop.
Damn, Greg.
Damn, Pop.
Like, that's a low blow. And then
killer.
It'll just,
savage. I love him. Yeah.
Okay. Enough basketball talk. Everyone's out there like,
why did this become a sports
podcast? It's March Madness, right? You got to give us a little break. And believe me, moving forward, when it gets into these bigger rounds, you know, it's going to be more talk.
We're going to talk about
it. Not as much, but yeah, you got to talk about it, man. That's what's happening. But with that being said, let's get into the good part of the show. Keith, coming back on and bringing with him the theory of the week. What you got for us?
Bringing the fire.
Well, I just said well. Okay.
There we go.
I'm going to be noticing this. Like,
now you got to think about it, man.
So, we were talking about money and everything else earlier. Mm-hmm. So this, it's finally here, guys. We got to talk about it. The Rothschilds owning the Federal Reserve.
Oh, or just owning the world.
Or the world. Whichever way you want to look at it.
All right.
So, it all started in 1913 when five of the lead, like, the most wealthy people in the United States all got together off the coast of, I think it was New Jersey, on some island.
Okay.
And they drafted the bill to be sent to Congress for the Federal Reserve. And it wasn't enacted until a few years down the road when they got their president in office. And then the Federal Reserve started. Nowadays, let's just skip all the bullshit in between.
When was that?
I don't know enough about it.
Their president was Wilson?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's skip all that. So now there's 12, there's one Federal Reserve, the main Federal Reserve, and then there's 12 different branches of the Federal Reserve set up throughout the U.S.
Right.
And none of them have ever been audited, so we don't know who really owns them.
Wow.
Or how much
currency
they can actually back, gold they can actually back up the currency with.
Yes. So we have no idea kind of what's going on with the Federal Reserve. We just know they set it pretty much the world market.
Yeah.
As of right now, because every world is based off the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
every dollar is based off, or every currency is based off the U.S. dollar.
The gold standard.
Yes. So, nobody knows really who owns all these. It could be foreign people. It's said that there's no foreign people that own the Federal Reserve, but we don't know. So, rumor has it that the Rothschilds own 80% of the Federal Reserve.
Those damn Rothschilds.
And the other 20% is owned by, I think it was J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, or yeah, Rockefeller, and
Vanderbilt, maybe?
No, I don't think it was Vanderbilt. I think he finally fell off after that.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, Anderson Cooper's a Vanderbilt site.
Is it really?
That's crazy.
Dude. Wow, okay.
Unrelated, go on.
Yeah, don't give me another
the Rothschild.
Yeah. And it is also well known that all the reserves around the world, well, mainly Europe, have been set up by the Rothschilds.
It is known, eh?
I don't know if it's known or not, but that's well, what this website's telling me, damn it.
It was on the internet.
Yes. So, like, major players like Deutsche Bank, the Federal Reserve of Germany, I'm pretty sure. Don't really know that for a fact.
I'm pretty sure that is.
But yes, so the Rothschilds are, yeah, holders in that. They're holders in Barclay. They're holders in a bunch of different banks around the world. And yeah, they're thought to be trillionaires and want to enslave the human race. Your thoughts?
Your thoughts. Very nice. My thoughts.
It sound, I mean, you got to... Dude,
Have you ever dug into this, dude?
No, I'm not big
on
it.
It's pretty fucking wild.
This is one of the deeper holes you can go into.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. There's a lot to take in right now.
It's also said that these five men, I forgot who exactly the five men were. I knew it was definitely Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan and three other men.
Carnegie.
No, it wasn't Carnegie. I think it was government people.
Okay.
So like...
Woodrow Wilson, maybe?
No, I don't think it was the president.
Throwing names at the wall.
Yeah, I know. But they're also said to have sank the Titanic. Because...
For sure.
Because
I like that one.
Because the three richest men besides themselves opposed to setting up the Federal Reserve were all on the Titanic. And they all died on the Titanic.
Oh, interesting. I thought it was
a ploy to steal the heart of the ocean.
What?
You going, Griff?
That was a Titanic.
Yeah, it's
reference.
Going off the movie. Yeah, Keith was lost right there for a second.
I was the hardest.
Keith was like, "What are you talking
what
about?
What the fuck is he talking about?"
Griff's like, "He's like, Griff, what theory are you looking at?"
Sorry,
like, nope,
sorry.
That's just the movie Titanic.
So yeah, thoughts, guys. How legit do you think this?
Oh, Griff, you know a little bit. Break it down for me, man. Yeah.
Okay, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've read into this. So the Rothschilds must definitely have had their hands in the financial markets across the world, especially, you know, about 100 years ago. They got very into it.
This is dating back even farther than I'm pretty sure.
Probably. Well, yeah, there's
reasons. Talking about the original, like the original crew you're talking about goes all the way back?
No. Rothschilds. Yeah. They're said to be a part of every war in Europe since the 1700s.
Okay, that's pretty.
Even so before then,
you have to be careful with this though, too.
It sounds like old.
Some
school.
Of this,
oh, it's crazy.
Some of this plays into like anti-Semitism thoughts.
That's what really blew my mind so when I started really reading into it. It was really weird.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, they're Jewish.
Yeah,
and so the thing is, so a lot of times you hear the Jewish people are the secret masters around the world. A lot of times people are talking about the Rothschilds.
Yeah,
interesting.
Which is nonsense for the record. But so they did accumulate and run banks and stuff across Europe. And their children, you know, it's been a few generations. So there's a lot of them out there now. And they have, you know, they do business in a lot of markets around the world. But the money is not pooled anymore. So at one point, it was like a giant pool of, you know, capital and a giant amount of power, basically.
Yeah.
That was centralized within a smaller family, you know. Mm-hmm. And now it's very spread out. It's, you know, most of these people probably don't even know each other. And there might be like a few million here, a few million there. There's probably like 100 different cousins, you know, maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you were to look at all of their wealth up, it's probably absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard, you know.
Well, it was wild because the more I was looking into this, like, they're a part of setting up the National Bank of England, France, Germany.
Yeah. Wow.
All these different national banks throughout Europe.
Yeah, they were, you know, they were a leading.
It was pretty wild.
They were a leading financial firm back then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the way I looked at it.
Kind of makes sense that, yeah, these governments, these are the best in the business.
Yeah.
These governments hire them. Now, yeah, if you want, it's a very easy thing to make a lot of conspiracies about that. Oh, yeah.
It's really easy to just go off tangents.
Especially when you're dealing with things like the Federal Reserve, where we don't know what's going on there, really.
Well, the weirdest thing about the Federal Reserve is it's a private bank.
Yeah, but it runs our currency. Yeah, it is not government-owned, people. Just so you know, it's its own private entity.
Yeah, that whole
which is bizarre.
Federal thing is kind of...
It'll throw you off. It's a misnomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, what really sparked my interest in this, because obviously the Feds just raised the rate, and it's like, why are these people controlling our currency in our economy for the most part?
Because we went off the gold and silver standard, yeah, you know, 100 years ago.
Which is wild. So
now our money's based off what speculation.
And, yeah, just printing more of it if we need it.
Yeah.
Which is even crazier.
Unsustainable.
Yeah. Very unsustainable. Yeah. So I always wondered.
So, like, complicated, though, by the way.
It is. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head. Dude, sounds
totally beyond my
grasp. If I sit there and read for a long time, then maybe for like a couple of hours, I could regurgitate something that sounds like it makes sense. But then after a couple hours, it's going to leave my brain and be gone forever.
And then somebody way smarter than me or knows more about this than me is going to come in and be like, no, that's,
yes, just, you guys,
that's not how it works.
You guys are wrong.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah.
So, okay, a couple questions. Keith, what you were saying, the original guys that started the Fed, right?
Let me
wasn't solely the Rothschilds?
No. This was just the American version.
Okay, I got you.
The Federal Reserve.
That's what I was wondering about.
And, like, it was even...
Sorry, go ahead.
It was, like, the Founding Fathers fought against a national reserve, like, a currency based off nothing. And, like, this was, like, Thomas Jefferson's biggest gripe about setting up a national bank. It was said to be like, people cannot be free with the shackles of a nation's debt, or I forgot the exact quote, but it was pretty badass.
Currency actually equals debt, and debt actually equals, you know, like a different form of slavery. It would be like the economic argument.
Okay.
That each note actually doesn't represent any gold anymore. It now represents debt. Essentially, every dollar bill in your pocket is a representation of debt that has to be paid somewhere in the chain.
Yeah.
And we were on the gold standard until Woodrow Wilson, right?
Yes.
And that's just one of the sketchiest things in the world. Because until then, your dollar bill was backed up. It had to be backed up by a dollar's worth of gold somewhere. So you could go to wherever. I don't know. I guess not the Federal Reserve, but...
Yeah.
And you could exchange your paper currency for that value in gold. Now you can not do that. Mm-hmm. Your paper is worth itself in paper.
Yeah. And like, it used to be like banks had to keep a certain amount of it wasn't gold, but a certain amount of currency, and they couldn't loan out that amount of currency. But then when the Fed lowered the rate after, I think it was the dot-com bubble, that's when we got the housing bubble, because the Fed lowered the rate to spark the economy.
Yeah.
And all we did was just give out a bunch of bad loans, and then,
I think that's the
housing bubble.
That's the big argument against it, is all you can do really is create bubbles, right? That eventually have to pop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And it is interesting, like you said, with it being current news now, how about them raising it again?
Yeah.
For what, the third time or something?
Yeah, within the past year. That's supposed to show confidence in the economy.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
Beyond me, man.
Yeah. I know. That stuff gets into super deep things. But,
I had a migraine before this, and it's getting worse.
But I have a question, though. Back to the conspiracy side of it, really, is what puzzles me is we don't know, because the Rothschilds are so spread out and all this stuff, and they have so many hands and so many things. You guys said that there's no really way to know what kind of net worth we're talking about here or well, anything because like that.
Well, each individual have a net worth, yeah. But the family as a whole.
As a whole. I mean, we can't.
I mean, I guess you
can. You can go find it all very up. Significant ones who are in charge of different investment firms and things like that, and you can find their net worths. Okay. So there's certain big players that are still around.
Yeah.
It says this.
You're not. There is no net worth to the family. Yeah, it's a dispersed. It's just in,
the one that this website that I'm looking at right now, which it probably isn't the most legit one, is estimated at a family fortune of 500 trillion.
Yeah, and how many people are they saying are in that family?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I don't know.
What's in the family? Because back in the day, I mean, you had 7 kids per family.
Yeah.
And then those 7 kids had 7 kids.
Yeah. We're generations down the line.
Yeah, that's a generation of wealth.
Yeah.
Like, that's generational wealth right there.
Right.
It is.
Okay.
Which is.
But it disperses.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't stay in one spot.
Okay, so then let's get back to the question you asked, Keith. Let's go around and let's give the percentage of. What was it? Enslaving mankind or something? Or taking over mankind or what was your?
Well, they're trying to enslave mankind with debt, and I find like, are you kidding me? 100 people, like the other 7 billion aren't gonna rise up against these people and just no.
By the way, we enslave ourselves with debt.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You don't have to do it. We'll do it to ourselves.
It's yeah. We're always going to want bigger, shinier things.
Okay, so then what we've been doing is giving a percentage, right? So then, like, what was the percentage that you put to this theory? Or that side of it, at least.
That's such a tricky question.
Yeah, that is a tricky question.
Because some of it's true.
And another thing about this conspiracy, it was also the Federal Reserve was signed into law December 24th. So there was only a certain...
Interesting.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there was like
no one was there.
Certain members of Congress that were there that just knew this was going to happen.
Right. And hell yeah. Right. Right.
Wilson signed it and was like, oh, nobody knew. Like, got him.
Yeah. Right.
Because another thing I was reading on this, there had also been presidents in the past. They've like throughout history, they've tried to set up some kind of national bank for the United States. And presidents throughout the past been like, no, this isn't going to happen. This isn't how we're going to create wealth here. Like, man. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's under the table.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty action. This,
like, the shadiest part about this conspiracy is how it was all conceived.
Yeah.
But we're living it right now, and I feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm all right.
you know what I mean? Yes, like, I don't think they're going to be able to enslave each and every one of us. Yeah, let's put it that way.
If this is slavery, it's pretty cozy, pretty comfortable slavery. Yeah.
I mean, here it is.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Some people in China on those iPhone plans ain't doing so well.
Yeah. We already won the lottery here.
Yeah. We
did. Okay. So then the banks,
no Rothschilds, you guys really hooked it up.
I don't know. I feel weird, like, thanking them, though. It's weird. Like,
no, it's definitely creepy.
Yeah. Okay. It's weird.
It's a creepy history.
I like this one.
Really,
Keith,
I think they're just a smart family that like, invested their money well. They played their cards very well. Is there anything super evil to it? I don't think so.
Okay.
What other countries do with their money doesn't mean anything. It's that country's plan. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
But also, it means the people of that country don't own their country?
Yeah, but we that's probably true in general.
Which is kind of weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about this one. It was an interesting theory I came across.
Unless they're lizards. Oh. Unless they're lizard people.
Unless they are lizard people.
Extremely. I like this one, Keith, because this is deep. This goes deep. I mean, and this is an easy one where if you want to do a little bit of searching, you could get a rabbit hole going, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Easy on this. Yeah.
Just big time. So
don't end up a Nazi at the end of the rabbit hole.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. But I love the theories where you could literally just go on for hours, days and just find new things.
And this is definitely one of them. And I think Hitler based some of his ideology. He wanted to kick out.
It could get a little dark.
Rothschilds and
your rabbit hole could get a little dark.
Okay, so
it could.
Well, there's definitely truth that Jewish populations back then were more into things like banking and stuff because they weren't allowed to own currency. They weren't allowed to. So in these countries, the only way they could have wealth was to be in finances and help take care of other people because they couldn't have it in their own. Their own name, basically, it would be stripped of them.
It's wild.
Yeah, wild indeed, man. Hey, if you're out there and you know a little bit about this, or you have opinions or something, hit us up, man. Facebook, Twitter, or give us an email. anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Let us know how you're feeling, what you're thinking. Good stuff, Keith. Let's move on. Let's get into some weekly weirdness. I'm gonna start it off because as you guys know me, I'm super pumped for this March Madness tournament. I mean, this is life. We got basketball. Then right after the March Madness is the NBA playoffs. And I'm just, the next 2 to 3 months, I'm just solid basketball.
Floating on cloud nine.
But I came across something today that I think is just great. Okay, so tomorrow, first round tomorrow, Kentucky, the powerhouse, the Wildcats, right? They match up with Northern Kentucky. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-15, I think, is their seed.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is Northern Kentucky, you know they're going to bring it because they just want to smash. Kentucky, all I got is basketball, man. It's Kentucky. Like, that's, they care about, they're big on college basketball, okay? Yeah.
They have no professional sports in the state, right?
Right, yes. So and
their football team sucks.
And right, so it's basketball, okay? It's Kentucky basketball, it's Louisville basketball, one of the two, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So Northern Kentucky is going to be bringing it. But great story, man, where a Cincinnati restaurant is offering a free steak for every student at Northern Kentucky if Northern Kentucky upsets Kentucky.
You guys are going to go out of business. This wasn't smart.
15,000 students go to Northern Kentucky.
You know what?
So here's what I'm trying to say.
How far is Cincinnati?
Hey, Northern Kentucky, can somebody hook me up with a student ID card?
Real quick? For real, hey,
send me a steak, bro.
You know what? I feel really bad for the players because they probably won't be able to accept that steak.
That is a good point.
That is a good point.
You know what? That's fucked up. Yeah, if they win the NCAA, no steak
for
you.
That is pay for play. That is pay for play.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
We must find them.
Well, you know what'll even add to that is look up, do me a favor and just look up what the average the NCAA makes per tournament game.
Yeah, screw them.
I don't even want to look it up because I'll just get pissed.
Yeah, can we talk about the number one conspiracy in the world?
No shit.
Well,
next week,
NCAA.
Dugan, you got this.
I'll get it. Screw you, asshole.
That ain't a conspiracy. That's real life. That's some real life fucking going on right there.
Yeah.
So shout out to Northern Kentucky though, because this is their first all time appearance. They are from the Horizon League. Yeah, the Horizon League. Do you know about that? No, you don't.
I think Steph Curry was in there, wasn't he?
Davidson?
No.
Davidson's
in? Were they in the Horizon League? Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, and they, you know, they've only been D1 for 5 years, and you know what? They're going up biggest game ever. If they upset, but I'll tell you what, I'll be upset with them because they'll demolish a lot of my brackets. But shout out to this guy, man. 15,000. He's ready to give out. It's either that he's super awesome or that he really literally has no faith. I don't know which one.
Yeah,
he is.
I don't know if as a
because if you look at it, it's
Northern Kentucky should take that as an insult.
If like, you this know, guy's yeah, if because really if you put that up, it makes him look like a cool guy. Like I thought, but then if you think about it again, it's really just him looking good but having no faith.
Yeah,
I think he's like a shareholder in Omaha Steaks or some farm or something. Man.
He's got a lot of steaks to cook up. Man.
Yeah,
but it's.
No, he's probably going to be like, you get a ticket, and that ticket expires in 4 hours after the game or something, and it's like a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cincinnati's probably not that close.
I don't know.
Northern Kentucky?
Yeah, where's Cincinnati?
Yeah, Louisville's close to Cincinnati, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Geography.
I don't know, but this game, I don't even know what their game they're playing.
But I just don't care about the city of Cincinnati.
Wow.
Jeez. Or Canada.
I got this migraine today, and I'm just coming out hating everybody.
His true Irish background's coming out today.
Seriously. Are you drunk?
No. I'm just like, got a headache.
He's fired up for Paddy's Day tomorrow.
Screw everybody.
But yeah, I thought that was cool. So shout out to that guy. What do you guys got?
Anything? Speaking of St. Paddy's Day, I got a rough day for an Irishman that I read about recently.
Uh-oh.
So I don't. There's no good way to say this. So just the man, I guess, was using a cock ring. I don't know a better way to put this.
Okay.
Okay.
He wanted to be rock hard.
I guess so. And he had a problem. He got it on.
Never went flaccid.
Couldn't get it off.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't come off.
Oh, no.
Man. Began to suffer through a rare thing that they call penile strangulation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you got to cut off.
Where if you continue to do it, the blood flow is, the blood flow stops going. You know, it's you're cutting off circulation.
Oh.
So eventually, if this continues to go on, you will lose your sexual organs as a man. And so he goes to the hospital and it's like, hey, guys. Got this problem.
Oh, no.
Got this problem. And they're like, all right. So they do everything they can with their medical equipment, trying to take it off. They sedate him. They keep trying. Can't get it off.
No.
They call in paramedics, or like a fire crew and stuff, and he's under, but they had to use a grinder.
Oh!
They had to use a grinder to get this off.
Dude, there wasn't any, like...
They had to use a grinder.
I feel like there's so many
any man out there, this is the worst case scenario. Like, for
God. Real.
Yeah. Oh.
Where was this at?
I guess it's in Ireland. So, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my God. A grinder?
Yeah.
I think they did that on purpose just to...
Dude. There's got to be something.
Apparently, he was okay. Like, they must have been real careful with that
Wow,
grinder.
That's a really steady hand.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe it was like one of those saws that cut off cast.
I don't know.
I just have a picture of them like.
Fucking horrifying.
Using like a grinder, like those things that firefighters cut car doors open.
That's
in
what
accidents,
I'm. That is
know?
Exactly what I'm picturing.
Like, ooh.
Ugh. Yep.
Oh, so, man.
Keith, hurry up and say something before I try and get this picture out of my mind.
So.
Yeah. Damn.
A little bit lighter note.
It's destroying everybody's day today.
You ever had a teacher? Like, you guys ever had a teacher? Grade school, high school, college?
A couple.
You thought might have been tipsy on the job?
Oh, yeah. I think we've all three of us.
Yeah. I think we all have one that's sticking in mind right now.
Yeah,
I think.
Same here.
A particular doctor.
Well, it just so happens in South Carolina, a teacher got caught. Completely hammered out of her mind. It was a substitute teacher, went into class. Had a box of wine in her purse.
Oh.
Okay.
Big purse.
Best part about this story, she pukes in the middle of the classroom.
Oh, you gotta be able to hold it.
All over the place. At least get it into the trash can.
Unless you're gonna get drunk and teach children, at least be able to hold it.
Yeah,
you're setting a bad example now.
Exactly. So she throws up in the middle of the classroom, right? Best part about this story, she's so drunk, she had to be wheelchaired.
Oh.
Down to the SRO.
You mean
officer.
Like, wait, are you talking about like.
It's our second story about drunk teachers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
You're talking like.
Is it?
We didn't, like, a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about like when you're at on vacation at like a 5-star, you get so drunk at the pool that they have to wheelchair you. That's what you're talking about right now?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Oh, tell me she quit after this or got fired or something.
Oh,
you
no,
can't go back to work.
It's like a temp agency that set her up with this.
She's done.
So, yeah.
Did she know? Was she like on call or something? I feel like she was like at a Patty's Day parade.
She was doing
or something.
An all-nighter and there's like, shit, I got a sub today. I better keep drinking.
Exactly.
I think this lady just has a problem.
I think clearly. Yeah.
But, like, I don't get. You're not screening these teachers before they go teach the youth?
No.
Like, nah, you're a sub. Just get in there. Do your best.
That's terrifying.
Where was this?
South Carolina.
Okay. No, they're not screened. I'm in South Carolina.
Wow, dude.
Griff has literally just demolished like four different places.
The home of the fucking airplane, dude.
Oh, sorry.
See how personal Keith just took that?
She wasn't flying a plane, man. She's trying to teach students.
Dude,
I can't believe
he's just hating.
I know. He's on one tonight.
I mean, he's literally said fuck an entire country.
Not even trying, man.
The whole country.
He hates Cincinnati. And now South Carolina's just retarded.
He basically said Kentucky. I mean, he basically just.
No, Kentucky's okay.
Okay. Just Cincy.
They have good whiskey.
Oh, wow.
He sounds more and more like an Irishman.
And
shit.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not. But St. Patty's Day is creeping in.
Dude,
apparently.
You can't, no matter what you do, whether you're teaching, even when you're on vacation and it's time to turn up, right? You can't get wheelchaired out.
Nah.
You cannot get wheelchaired out. You can especially not get wheelchaired out on your job. You can especially not get wheelchaired out as a substitute teacher teaching little children. You just can't do it. You cannot do it. You can't do it.
I mean, shout out to all the teachers that get away with it.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, you know that's got to be a stressful ass job.
Some bad teacher shit.
Johnny's going to ask me a dumbass question again.
Fuck another swig of vodka.
That's the thing, John.
If I was like this hardened alcoholic, you know, to teach, I don't think a box of wine's the way I'm rolling. I really don't. I think I'm going with like
Unless she took it out.
A flask of liquor, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
She's rolling with a box of wine in the purse.
Unless she's just a straight wino.
Yeah, I guess. I think she must be.
Yeah, has to be.
Well, it's funny. You bring up the wheelchair thing, and I brought up the vacation thing, right? And so that kind of had me thinking. It kind of segue over this next story that I got. Is, you know, when you go on vacation or you go in any hotel room for that matter, really, they have like your pamphlet, you know, they have you like your Wi-Fi password, and then they have like the pamphlet, like, oh, this is our hotel, check it out. Here's the surrounding area, like, go check these restaurants or fun stuff to do, you know, whatever. I don't know if you guys saw this, I've seen this on a few websites already, but this guy, I think, was in Russia. He went to a motel. And
a motel in Russia, that looks like.
And took a picture of this, and it kind of went viral on Twitter for a little bit because they didn't have really like, hey, go check it out. This is what I want. It was a little different. They had more of. I'm gonna read a few lines from it. I'm gonna skim over, but it was more along the lines of like, hey, if you get kidnapped here, you should do this, and it goes into pretty. Detailed.
This is just like posted on the wall.
No, it's just like laying on the table, like for a new guest. Like they have it in every room.
This is also a country that couldn't have indoor plumbing at the Olympics.
Now who's hating on people, Keith? But now it really screw the Russian.
Listen to this. I'm gonna skim over this real quick because it's kind of long. But this is what it says. Okay. If you are held hostage or kidnapped, that's what it says in bold. And under all this is underneath it. This is just like a heads up, like a warning.
Stays after reading that.
While kidnapping, do not resist. Execute the initial orders of terrorists. They can be people with unhealthy state of mind and behave unpredictable. This is in English, so you gotta the sentences are kind of fragmented because it's a Russian people writing, I think. If you are ill or need help, try to ask or call for a doctor or to bring required medicine. Try not to get in contact with terrorists. Try to keep in mind how they look like, their habits, and with whom they speak to. Try to remember all movements, including the time and motion, direction, distance, speed, any reference points, along with road and such audible sounds as voices, railroad, and so on. The desire to please is often misinterpreted by terrorists and complicates rescuing of hostages. If terrorists force the hostage to make a written or oral parentheses in the audio or video recording, end parentheses, appeal to the authorities to make demands. It should be done in such a form that the kidnappers insist. It is necessary to avoid your own statements and assessments, and it can only worsen the situation. There is another whole paragraph to that. I'm not going to get into it, but this is like, hey, welcome to whatever city this is.
This is like the creepiest thing I've ever
heard. Is it not?
Heard,
that is
dude.
A very detailed
it's
thing.
It's like some hostile.
There's part of me that thinks that the people who own this motel are kidnapping people and holding them for ransom.
Oh, really?
Make
you feel like
you
that?
Think?
Hey, I'm
picking a little something up.
It's
here.
Like, hey, just to let you know, check-in's at 3. At 6, somebody's going to come by. You better read that pamphlet. Like, that's scary, bro.
Cooperate, but don't be too nice, because that's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that really threw me off, is cooperate, but don't be too nice.
So, it's in Russia, and the place is called Rostov.
Don't go to Rostov in Russia.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Like... So I this think dude, I would only travel in North America.
So this dude,
Mexico, Canada, Jesus. United States.
This okay, dude, Mexico. Over like Western Europe
resorts, bro.
Okay, they do generally
resorts.
They do generally have the federales that they're blocking off your resort.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd go to like Dominican stuff like that.
I would go to Europe. Just stay away from the eastern part.
Yeah,
stay in Western Europe.
Yeah,
those ex-Soviet bloc countries are a little sketch.
Yeah, coastline Europe for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what the first thing I thought of when I read this was the hostile movies.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of.
I never saw them.
Oh, you didn't see the movies?
No.
Okay. Well, they definitely didn't have a pamphlet like this. I know that, which makes this even scarier because
that is horrible.
That would kind of make sense if that movie went and they were.
Would you like a wake up call? Vlad
right.
will be willing.
Right. What time?
It's like what?
Yeah. Like. No, yeah, man. No.
Beat down your door.
Who
like you got to write down your medical information before you like. Don't forget his diabetes medicine when you kidnap him.
Who reads that? And it's like, all right, it's just one night.
Well, here's my other question, too, is I don't know about you guys, but when I see those pamphlets, I never read them.
Nah.
I'm sorry, I don't even know how this guy even saw this one.
Can you imagine you're checking out and you're like, I missed this.
Yeah.
I really should have done my reading.
Exactly. Crazy, right?
I might have been too nice to hostage takers. Well, what would I have done?
Oh, yeah, I'll go on a trip with you guys. Let's see scenic Russia.
Hold on. Notes told me to take notes of the railroads we're going on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what do I got to do? Hold on, let me check this paperwork real quick. Oh, tell me. Okay, all right, now we're good. Okay.
You end up in Chernobyl getting, like, chased down by radioactive wolves and, like, no, thank you. Yeah.
Who knows?
That's real.
Who knows?
No, that is real.
No, no.
That is a real
thing.
That
wasn't sarcastic. That's real. That's real.
That's real life.
They just took pictures of radioactive boars at Fukushima.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
The hell?
I saw that, too.
That's creepy.
That was pretty wild.
So, yeah. Don't, if you're staying in Russia, like, you know, just
get out.
Make sure you read
just
the pamphlet.
Don't.
Read the pamphlet, man. Just read the pamphlet.
Get in a rush out of Russia.
Hey.
Griff. Don't rush in, but rush out.
Griff. All right. Who's next? What do you guys got?
I got a little Florida story.
Oh, really?
Or do you want to save it?
No, go ahead, man. Hit it with
all right. I got a little Florida story.
We are going to Florida.
Down in Florida. Obviously, only in Florida. Venomous snake on the loose.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, he owns 3 venomous snakes. He's got his little card that says he can own all these things, these animals. Why do we allow people to own these animals? I mean, I get it, but...
Do you, though? I don't get that.
I do. It's cool.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't need to have a venomous animal. You don't need
to. He doesn't want the government to tell him what type of animals he can have. Exactly. That is exactly what Keith's problem is.
There are hundreds of cool animals to have. Just don't get venomous ones. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you can always get, like, the glands removed.
So then it's like, really,
what
are you doing?
But then you're harming the animal.
Right. So
you know about, like, the python in southern Florida that is not natural there. A bunch of them got released by people.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's taking over southern Florida.
They're a nuisance.
So you do that with a few people's venomous pets. They have some babies. You ain't removing those babies' glands, and they're on the loose.
I mean, this is a cobra.
Well, see,
this is a 2-foot cobra.
No, people shouldn't have cobras, Keith.
Yeah, no one should have a cobra, man.
If they're responsible, which this guy obviously tried to be, he's got it locked in a room.
Trying is not good enough with a cobra.
He failed, yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, I'm listening to you.
There's obviously going to be outliers. There's going to be stupid people.
It's 2 feet long. That's terrifying.
Well, okay. Who let him out was this guy is training this other guy to get him his license, the same license the
like
owner carries.
Snake handler license?
It's like a certain license in Florida where you can own these certain species of snakes.
God.
And you have to keep them in a room
is
inescapable.
Oh, my
so
God.
So pretty much if this thing gets loose with you in the room.
It's because you're from Florida and you can't handle it.
You're dead.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, you have to have... Well, like, obviously the human can escape, but, like, you have to lock it in this, like, inescapable room. Like, and, like, a snake's going to just jump and get you.
It sounds like if that snake's locked in there, it's, like, going to murder you.
But that's what...
I'm
lost. That's what happened, actually. the owner of the snake, he was training this guy to get his card. The other guy walks in there, opens up the thing, the snake lunges at him. And the guy, like, I guess, like, ah, like, flipped the box, freaked the fuck out, ran out of the room. And, they couldn't find the snake after that.
Oh,
so
man.
Did they ever find it?
No.
Cobra's on the loose.
Oh, my
There's
God.
A cobra on the loose in a Florida neighborhood.
If you're in Florida,
it's warm down there. The thing is probably, like, doing fine.
But the good thing is,
probably alive.
Probably won't be probably won't be able to mate.
No.
So it's not going to multiply.
It's going to need another cobra.
You don't know that. There's probably... 20 Florida guys that did that exact same
thing. He has a good point about that.
Dude, you lost a cobra too? Dude, same.
We're next door neighbors. This is crazy.
It happened.
Dude, we're going to end up
won't
like.
Be a problem.
Florida's going to end up like Australia real quick.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, except they're connected to us, so you see that that's a problem.
Nah, we'll be all right. We got guns. They don't. We can shoot the snakes.
The snakes don't have guns? That's a good point. That's well put.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
We have very smart people here.
Yeah, totally.
I don't
want Jackass is letting cobras out. It's just real Einsteins everywhere.
I don't like it.
I hate snakes. Snakes scare me.
Yeah.
I hate
snakes
too. I mean, I don't know. This guy should be able to own one, but there's a cobra on the loose.
See, when you owning a cobra... Puts everyone else at risk.
Exactly.
I don't know if you should be able to own a cobra.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the other thing, too. If you have a cobra or you're training to be able to own things like that, when things go bad, you can't be scared of it. Like, that's the whole thing, right? Like,
well, that's the whole thing. It wasn't the owner that got scared.
It was the other guy training.
The guy training.
Yeah, so he wasn't ready, man. Yeah. He was not ready for a cobra, man.
You better have some anti-
he should have started him. You know what? They should have started him off on some venomous frogs or something like that. Work his way up to a cobra, a 2-foot-long cobra.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's a good point.
Griff, you got anything?
Yes. So, you know how we were talking about people donating things on accident recently, right?
The donated TV.
TV with tons of money in
it. Right, yeah.
Well, another good citizen trying to do good things donated a cooler to Goodwill.
Yeah, right, okay, on. Cool.
Yeah, 60 ounces of weed left in the cooler.
Oh, whoa, man. Forgot something.
He forgot something. But then these dickheads at Goodwill called the cops. That's my issue with the store.
Well, that's a lot of weed, though.
He was trying to give you guys a cooler, and you're narking on him?
That's true.
Yeah, seriously. That's, you're going to turn
Wait, but how much weight is 60 ounces?
60 though? Ounces that's, would be, what is it? There's 16 ounces in a pound.
So 5 pounds?
A little bit less, 4.5 pounds, something like that.
I mean, that's a lot of weed.
It is a lot of weed. It was in Washington State, actually, where...
It's legal?
It's legal up to an ounce. So they had 60 times the legal amount.
I bet I would have for sure called that guy.
I was holding it for a friend.
Right.
Bet you any money you call that guy back and say, bro, I got you. He's going to give you one of those bags probably.
No, they're going to arrest you for felony possession.
No, I'm saying you call that guy back. It's like, hey, I got you 5 pounds.
If you're the guy working
at Goodwill.
And he's
like, thanks, man. He's like, he's going to throw you one back. You know, he's going to probably throw you a pound or something. You know, something. It's like, hey, dude, you forgot five pounds? That's a lot.
I mean, it's only like 4.
Yeah, pounds. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Instead, they called the cops, man. I don't know if they ever got the guy who donated it, but.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, that's pretty screwed
found
up.
Found in ditches, bro.
I'm trying to give you guys a cooler. I left a smidge of pot in there.
You know,
yeah.
The inner conspiracy theory and a half. In me, it makes me wonder, somebody didn't work their shift that day and somebody else picked up this cooler.
Oh, that could be. That could
you know what I mean? That's what I feel like about a lot of these stories.
Jimmy Goodwill filled in.
Does hire
Jimmy
ex-cons.
Yes, that is their thing.
Jimmy went on a smoke break like a couple minutes too early, I think.
And the 5 pounds of pot washing.
Or
Jimmy's in trouble now.
Situation B.
Oh God, Laura got it.
Laura's a bitch.
Yeah.
Situation B is that our donator just smoked a little bit too much of the stash and, you know, misplaced.
Wrong cooler.
Wrong cooler.
Yeah. Dude, you're supposed to give the purple cooler.
Yeah, dude, not the red one. You gave him the red one. Dude.
Stupid.
Oh man. Shit, bro. Pineapple Express. Yeah, it can happen, man. Yeah. It can happen.
This is very much like James Franco's character's move in that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it was just a Snickle Fritz, though. Hopefully it wasn't the good stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Just a Snickle Fritz. Okay, well, I got another bonehead. I got a story. It's just pure boneheadness over here. First of all, I got a question for you guys. Do you guys know that there is such a thing as a 70-pound ball of popcorn?
That sounds gross.
Of course I knew that.
Like, no. Okay, so first question is, I don't know why that's a thing. I really don't understand that. But
get hungry.
In Cleveland, they had apparently this, I don't know if it was a liquor store or what. Oh, it was a popcorn shop.
That makes sense.
was displaying a 70-pound ball of popcorn out front. And naturally, it got stolen because why wouldn't you steal a 70-pound popcorn ball?
I mean, if given the opportunity.
I would love to see how those guys stole it.
I was thinking the same thing.
I really thought I could get away with stealing a 70-pound ball of popcorn. I really would think about it.
If we had camera footage, I'd really appreciate that. That'd be good because they had it'd be kind of hard to fit that into a back seat.
My whole thing is I wouldn't steal anything that wasn't of use to me.
Yeah,
like a 70-pound popcorn ball, that's not going to be.
That's at least a 2-month supply of popcorn, though.
That would
look
dope in the club just as a decoration.
Like instead of a disco ball, you got a popcorn ball?
Yeah.
Like people
ask about it. It's like a good conversation starter.
People go to the VIP section and they get those champagne bottles where they set them on fire and stuff. Like that's how you know it's Griff just.
Griff
walks
just
in the club's like, hey,
building.
Hang this popcorn ball from the ceiling. Like, let's get this going. Be like, ooh.
No one will question that. They'll be like, yes. Why didn't we do this forever?
I bet the women would be all over
they
you.
They would be. Like, that,
you would woo them with your popcorn
that's
ball.
That's your big bowl of popcorn?
So The other thing about this is, I guess the whole thing was set up for, they were going to raffle it off, like an auction.
Who would want
and,
it?
I don't know.
It'd be fun to steal. Oh, yeah, if you buy that, you got problems.
This must be rural Cleveland, because this sounds like some country shit. They're going to sell it, and the proceeds were meant to help go directly towards renovations for a town hall renovations.
Oh, I think I saw this on Cleveland Hustles.
Yeah, I bet you didn't. They say that it is valued at $700 for a ball of popcorn.
Is it $10 gold? Dude, what is this?
Here's the other
thing. Excuse me if my math is wrong, but that's $10 a pound. That seems absurd.
Cleveland really love popcorn, man. The other thing that I forgot to mention is this happened last week, so it is March. And this was set outside as a New Year's Eve thing. So it's been outside for almost 3 months. Well, for 3 months.
Gross.
So that makes it a little bit more interesting.
And it's like the most wilted popcorn ball. Ew. Ew.
Half of a winter. Actually, dude, majority of winter.
I guarantee you somebody threw it away. I guarantee you. Like, why is this trash out?
Yeah.
Who rolled somebody up and pitched it?
Yeah. Yeah,
like I guarantee it.
Like, did somebody just clean up the floor from the movie theater? And this is what they have. This is 70-pound ball.
It probably, you know,
ball.
What? It probably looked it like probably that. Did. It probably looked like
okay,
that.
This is trash.
It was outside for 3 months.
Popcorn ball. What does like? How do you even form that thing? One kernel at a time.
Well, it's a like a snowball, I think.
You got to have some kind of component holding it together, which makes it butter. Even more interesting.
I don't.
Yeah,
think
like
butter's. Like an adhesive.
No, it's actually the opposite.
they just plastic. It was probably just like a plastic mold or something stupid,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it probably was.
You know, like something like dumb. Probably wasn't even edible. Those guys got home and they're like, God damn, we can't even eat this thing.
Oh, it could have been whoever from the last story that forgot his weed, just so stoned.
Oh, look,
I need 7 pounds of popcorn in ball form. So.
It's the only way I eat my popcorn.
Yeah. I don't fuck with squares of popcorn, just balls.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that, though. That's for me personally, that's probably a year's worth of popcorn. 70 pounds.
More. That is more than I've eaten in the last lifetime. 5 years combined.
That's probably a lifetime worth of popcorn.
Lifetime.
How much do you think a bag of popcorn is? That's not a pound.
Nowhere close
10
to
ounces?
A pound.
Yeah.
6 ounces? No, 10 ounces?
No. It is like the lightest.
8 ounces?
Thing.
Yeah. Less than a.
It's less than half a pound. I'd say 5 ounces, like something like that,
dude.
It's mostly air, right?
I'm going 3 ounces.
Can we look that up?
So
yeah.
Light.
Yeah, I gotta look this up now.
What's the average weight of a popcorn bag?
It's pretty light. It's almost entirely air. So.
We're talking if this was kettle corn, 70 pounds, I might be in. This might be different. Like an Ocean's 11 heist for that.
Could be.
I'd be high. Just calling up George Clooney real quick.
2.5 ounces.
Oh my god!
So
wow. Yeah, that's a lot of popcorn.
This is 70 pounds. That is like 560.
So like
bags
70
of popcorn.
So 70 times
no, wait
16.
More.
Wait,
way
70
more.
Times 16 for 16 ounces, right?
Yeah.
So 70 times 16
is
what?
700 plus it'd be like 1,020.
Okay, so that's ounces, right?
I'm off. I'm not right.
1,120.
1,100, and each bag is 2.
Yeah. No, each bag is 8.
What?
So he said didn't 2 ounces.
He said, yeah, right? So a pound.
2.5 ounces.
Okay.
And, yeah, and that two. Was 1,000 okay. ounces. Yeah. That okay. math is 1,000 ounces.
Yeah, so 2,200, about 2,300, really.
20, bags of popcorn.
Yeah.
Like your average.
Yeah. Your average 70-pound popcorn ball is... 2,200, something like that. Bags
wait,
of popcorn.
No, you divide that by 2.5.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're
I'm
off.
Multiplying.
You're
going
yeah.
the wrong way.
Yeah, you're off.
Math.
Keith,
448 bags of popcorn.
Okay, so
it's actually not. Doesn't sound like that, man. I mean, it is. I know it's a
think
lot.
Think of
it,
the minutes. Like waiting on popcorn to pop.
Okay, so then
times
it's,
3.
It's an average 2 minute, right? 2 minute popcorn. That's the rule. Two minute.
Mine's about 2.
You yeah. like a little burnt?
I do.
Okay.
I do like
okay.
Gross.
So.
That's what butter's for, though. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a lot. of bags of popcorn, but that's a lot of bags of popcorn.
Your frame of reference is screwed up, because to me, that sounds like a lot of bags of popcorn.
I think like a box that you buy at the grocery store has like six in there, if I'm wrong. Like six bags.
Yeah, I think so.
So it'd be a lot of those bags. Whoever made off with this made a killing, even though they probably couldn't eat it because it's been
outside.
I don't
think they made a killing. They might have killed themselves by eating it.
Yeah, like yeah, maybe. A four-month-old ball of popcorn.
Wow.
People, Cleveland, stay real.
Instead of raffling it off, they should have just held it as like, you know, we in Missouri, we have like the world's largest rocking chair and stuff like that. They could have just, it's got to be one of those things.
Well, I mean, Cleveland holds the record for most Snuggies worn in one place at a Cavs so game.
Cleveland really does hustle.
They love world records, man. They love world records. It just makes
the ones that don't count.
They love stealing. People love stealing world records, literally. Okay. All right, before we get out of here, you guys got anything else?
I have one. I don't know how to make this interesting at all. But grammar's important, guys, because
recently
a bunch of truck drivers just won a $10 million suit against their company.
Whoa. I saw this.
$10 million.
In a dispute over the long-disputed Oxford comma. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
No, I don't know what that is.
So when you're doing a list of more than two things, and you say you put a comma between the first and second, and then the second and third, you can either put a comma or not with the word and.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was an optional thing. An optional thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's called the Oxford comma when you put it after the second.
Which I've literally always done that my
entire
life.
Before the word and. Yeah. So this company in their contract has a list of things they want their drivers to do. And the dispute was whether they had to pay them overtime, $10 million in overtime. Because they only got paid if they did this list of things.
Oh, okay.
But the dispute became, did they have to do all of these things, or was it like they had to do some of these things? And so they went to court over the Oxford comma. And apparently the law's on the side of the Oxford comma, because the company lost $10 million in this.
Which
dispute.
I really feel like that's bullshit, because like a small company.
Wait, hold on, like, time out.
$10 million could put them out of
use
business.
The Oxford comma.
Okay, so they did not have to necessarily do
all of it.
The entire thing that was included, the list of commas.
It was like more of an either or.
So
than
all of the above. Okay, either or. Yes. Okay. Now, Keith, go ahead. What you're saying?
I side on the side of the business with this one. This sounds like a couple disgruntled employees that got more disgruntled employees involved in this dumb ass lawsuit.
I feel like I took it the other way.
And you're gonna sue this company for $10 million. What if they just go, okay, well, we're going to have to fold our company. Thanks. You're out of a job. Sorry, bud.
That guy doesn't care. I hear you.
The way I read it
is dumb.
Yeah. The way I read it was these people were all eligible for overtime, but because they had the company, because they hadn't done everything that was on this list, like, but apparently one of the things wasn't even their job. Like, they were drivers, and one of the things on this list, like, didn't even apply to them ever.
I think it was packing.
Yeah. So the company was trying to say, we don't have to pay you overtime. They've been working overtime. And so they don't have to pay them the time, not time and a half.
Here's my other question.
It sounds very frivolous.
It sounds like they're trying to screw their employees over.
It does sound like that. Well, it's because, like,
trying to screw their employees or employer over?
Employees.
Like, make them do random things. Because,
has time and a half if they do
overtime. Yeah, they didn't expect those guys to read the fine print. Yeah. There's no way. They were like, these guys will never read that shit.
And the company owner read the fine print? No, it was some fucking lawyer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whoever
gets
that lawyer, he bill his ass. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think they went through the contract and found they're like, ooh, we might have a little loop here to not have to pay them this 10 mil. And
was it just like whole employees company wide the 10 million or just like a small group of people?
A large enough group that were eligible for 10 million
it's
has to be a good
amount. It was just the drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like all of them or just like five of them got together and was like,
it was more than five.
I'm sure it was all the drivers at the end of it once they realized they could win this over a comma.
So these people got like, so they're paying $10 million company wide. So like it'd be like if us three were part of that, then each of us would get our overtime of $400 or whatever.
Yeah, like that.
Okay,
but
see, sounds frivolous.
It does. I'm with Keith. Like
I think it was frivolous on the other side. Like I think it is frivolous, but I think it was the company owed them this money originally. I think they were working. You know, I worked 60 hours this week. The last 20, I should get time and a half. Right? It would be what they're thinking. Right?
Yeah.
And then
right.
Yeah, if you work 60 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And then the company's like, well,
you didn't pack.
You didn't pack, but you still worked at 20 hours. So that you still get time and a half.
Yeah, for. I hear you.
So I think the company's trying to.
I don't know how they're structured there on what they get time and a half for or anything like that. This sounds really frivolous to me.
It does, and probably very boring to people who are listening to us. So let's move on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you're out there and you actually know or you are picking a side, let us know.
Anybody that got
Oxford comma or no Oxford comma.
Yeah, what do you feel? Like you with Griff or you with Keith, man? Let us know.
Yeah. Grammar means a lot. It really does. I do get it when it comes to contracting. Wording means a lot.
But that's
the thing. I will usually side on the employee side on this, but this sounds
dumb.
Yeah, it sounds really frivolous. I also know a dude that has "You're next" tattooed on his knuckles, and it's YOUR.
Mm.
It's like, oh, dude.
Yeah, it can't be doing that. Yeah.
You're just walking around with grammatical error, bro.
Yeah, what are you saying? What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's not "you are next." It's... You can't like own next. That can't be their next.
Yeah, you don't own it's that next.
Next is not something you can possess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Before we get at Keith, you got anything before we get to the shoutouts?
No. I don't.
Okay. Let's get to the before we get to the shoutouts, this is not a story. I'm just gonna. It's gonna be a statement.
Facts.
If you're out there, look it up. The other interesting thing that I came across, I'm not gonna get into. But just so you know, if you're out there, or you know anybody out there that has lived or is currently living the life motto of the 5-second rule, I just want you to know, you can look this up. It has brand new study just came out proving that you are right. You are correct. Fuck in certain circumstances. If you're on carpet, you are 100% right. Okay.
Really?
I thought for sure that would be grosser.
Me too.
No,
me
it's too. Actually surprisingly not. It's the hardwood and the tile are much worse than carpet. Look it up, people. And if you need help searching it, the guy that the professor that did the study, his name is Anthony Hilton. Apparently, there is such thing as a germ expert out there. That's his title. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Check it out and look it up. If you're a 5-second rule kind of person, you're in good. You're in the clear. Okay. Let's move on. Before we wrap it up and get out of here, before this awesome weekend we got coming up, shout outs. Who you guys got?
My first shout out. St. Louis Cardinals baseball, obviously.
Okay.
It's about to start up. Second shout out, Girl Scouts of America. Thank you. Your cookies are amazing.
Yeah.
Tagalongs are the best thing you guys have. Hands down.
Okay.
Oh, God, I love Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, Sam Kersing, here you go. Here's your stupid shout out.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, he was hassling me right before I came here. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Happy day for you, Sam.
He needed a shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, and shout out to the Club K, man. That's where Griff comes from, right? Even though they give you
they misnamed it.
Yeah. I was say, no respect in the Club K though, Griff.
Club G.
How you feel? How you feel about that, Griff?
I don't like it at all, dude. Because when we have parties and stuff, it's in the basement, which is where I live.
You're like the fucking Harry Potter of the house.
Yeah, there's under no the stairs. Respect.
They got me in a cupboard.
In the cupboard
they
had
me in a cupboard.
Oh, now you sound like Dangerfield. No respect. They give me no respect.
I'm a mixture between Harry Potter and Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow. Jesus.
What a god.
That might be who I am, actually. Oh, yeah, but that's it. So we're changing Club G, though.
Club G. Okay.
Totally gonna stick.
My shout out. I want to shout out to James Naismith, man.
Okay.
Without this guy, I wouldn't be so excited in the month of March. A lot of people wouldn't be. Now, not only March for me. It's a year round thing. Basketball is a not a passion, but what do you say? Like, what do you call something that you're just super into? I don't even know. I can't even think of the word that I'm looking for.
Well, it's definitely not a hobby for you.
Yeah, it's not a hobby. I'm into it at all levels. But I'd also like to sub-shout out this 2 weeks ago, I guess. Not last week. I meant to do it last week, but I forgot. Shout out basketball related to our St. Mary's Dragons. They lost. It was a tough game to Fashan. I was there, and that was to go to sectional. So next year will be the year. Watch out. We'll be talking about them next year on the pod because they're going to be really, really, really good. So shout out to them. But shout out to James Naismith, man. I always mispronounce it. I can't handle the S in his word, or his last name. It really throws me off.
Yeah, right.
Kind of sounds like I have a lisp when I say it for some reason. Yeah. But yeah, this guy, so 1891, the year basketball was officially invented, right? And from there on, it's only going up. And now as we kick off March Madness, it really gets into the crazy good competition that even if you're not a college basketball fan or basketball fan in general, you got to respect the competition that's happening. Just got a live update that Villanova upsetted Maryland. That was an 11 seed over a 6. So something like that happens. That's crazy. The other thing, too, you got to respect. If you're not a sports guy at all, you got to respect this guy because right now, I bet you there's a lot of gambling money going on for this tournament.
Lots. So much.
None of that gambling would be happening if you didn't have a sport.
It's that Fairchild money
right?
going around.
Right, yeah, yeah. A lot. Vegas.
Rothschild? That's what I meant.
wait, what'd you say?
I said Fairchild.
Oh, Fairchild. That's, I didn't even catch it. I didn't pick it up.
That's something else.
So, yeah, shout out. Also, quick shout out to my dad because he's going to be making his famous corned beef and cabbage this weekend. I'm excited for that. That's going to be awesome. Okay. Well, with that being said, man, let's get out of here. Listen, check us out, Facebook, Twitter. Go over to iTunes and let us know what you're thinking, how you're feeling, man. Give us a rate and review, you know, so we keep going and doing this thing. Also, I said last week we started up the Instagram. That's anything_but_credible. Super simple, super easy. Check us out. We're posting dumb stuff and videos of us recording, and we're doing dumb things. Also, stay tuned because guys, we got stuff. We're working on things to make this show better and to spread out and do a bunch of different stuff. So we got for the listeners, we got stuff in the pipeline, in the works. So stay ready for that. Last thing, if you have any Squatch stories,
oh god.
Or you have any just really crazy, in general, just stupid, crazy, dumb stories, I want you to send them to me. Us. anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. I got a couple people that I've talked to or heard about. They got some very interesting things. We'll send it. All you got to do is type up a quick little story, email it to us, and I want to talk about it. Okay? It's super simple.
If you want your name... To be anonymous, it can be
exactly.
anonymous.
Yeah, and feel free to come up to me at any point you see me and just tell me your horrible stories.
Tell us the stories. If you know us personally, say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
If you send it in, you can, like he said, you write anonymous, do whatever you want. And hey, if you ask us to say, hey, will you please say this? Will you please not say this? We are very honest people. We follow rules very well. We will hold to whatever you're asking, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ain't no gossip shit here.
No, we're not petty, man. We're not making any petty. We got nothing to listen. All we want is a good conversation piece because I bet you one of us have come across it before. I got a couple Squatch stories, but they're just not really that interesting because they really turned out to be nothing. But I've heard of some interesting ones over the past week.
You know what's weird? So many Squatch stories end that way. I don't yeah. get it.
There's more than you think.
I don't get it either,
there's
dude.
There's more than you think. So if you're out there and you even you know wherever you are. And you got some, even it doesn't have to be Squatch, you know, Loch Ness Monster, anything. Keith really likes Loch Ness Monster.
Never been to Ireland.
The Mothman
is. Anything. Yeah, whatever it is. It doesn't even have Scotland. To be a creature, man.
Scotland, yeah.
If you got
yeah.
a dumb story about something that you did last weekend, just let us know. And you feel like sharing and you feel like us talking about it, just let us know. Send it to us. anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys checking in. And hopefully Griff and the rest of us, I guess, survives Paddy's Day weekend so we can make it till next week. But until then, take it easy, be safe, and we'll see you next week.
Later, dudes.
See ya. Thank you.